Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
After the sweep of the Angels, now off to Tampa, taking on the Yankees as well later in the week. So we'll see. 10 games under 500. Let's keep it real. But they are 6 games out of the wild card. When we were last talking about this 3 days ago, they were 8.5 out of said wild card. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Wet Monday, gentlemen.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
Good. So listen, with this past series, all I got to say is it doesn't matter whether they're going to get to the playoffs. It's been sure as hell entertaining. And the fact that they're even close to the wild card with 5.5 games away, I believe, it shows that this team is capable of it, and it's the team we signed up for at the beginning of the season. So it's nice to see that all the pieces are coming together. But the one thing I got to say is I'm a firm believer that we're only as strong as our weakest link, on offense at least. And I'd say coming into the series, our two weakest links were Coby Mayo and Gary Sanchez, and it was nice to see them have a really good series.
Yeah, Sanchez looked like Johnny Bench for 2 days, and Mayo looks like a guy that feels comfortable at this level. Yeah. I mean, he's making a significant position change from third to first. And I don't, maybe I'm misreading it or I don't remember, you know, which happens more and more. But Kerstad never seemed comfortable here. And he still could be a piece before it's all said and done. Let's not forget. But Mayo looks like he's walking around like he's a different guy.
Well, I think
than he was a 2-3 weeks ago.
Kerstad probably always felt like, Bob, that he's not a good outfielder. Well, you know, and people know, right?
He's appropriate to feel that way. But with Mayo, hey, Mountcastle's not coming back anytime soon.
No.
So it's either me or O'Hearn. Arias could play first in a pinch if he needs to, as Tony Manzolino told us last week. But what do you think, Ryan? How much different does Mayo look? Now, we probably jinxed him to 0-for-14, and we might not see much of him at all, depending on O'Hearn's health, because Tampa's going full righty here in this series. But does Mayo look like a different dude than he was, where he was just waiting to strike out on three pitches?
Hey, Bob, how about, does Mountcastle ever play for the Orioles
again?
Well,
hold on. Let's get to Ryan's thoughts here on Coby Mayo. Yeah.
No, I mean, Mayo definitely looks more comfortable, especially like he had that one hit. I forget if it was Friday or Saturday where he blooped it into right field when the defense was shifted over, and it just looks like he let out a sigh of relief.
Right.
And it seems like he's just definitely more comfortable. He's putting good swings on the ball. Now, I'm not going to complain about his hits, but I really want to see him jack one.
Well, he got good wood on that double in the gap yesterday. He raked that thing.
Yep.
Exit velo was over 100 on that one. So it's only a matter of time, I think, before we see his first homer at the major league level.
Yep, and he'll get more comfortable at first base as he play it more. I mean, I know he had that one instance with Holiday on that pop-up, but no harm, no foul on that. But he made that nice play down the line by the tarp. So he's getting into that position very well. So I think he's a very good option. And if he keeps the bat hot and the defense is solid, I think, you know, maybe Mountcastle might be finding a different jersey come the trade deadline.
All right. Hey, thanks, Ryan. Enjoy the rest of this show because we got a lot coming your way. By the way, what trade value does Mountcastle have right now?
none.
Exactly. So he ain't getting anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's going into his final year of his contract next season. And if Mountie was heating up and the Orioles were fading, you know, maybe he's certainly part of the O'Hearn, Cedric Mullins, Zach Eflin pitching tonight, potential trades. Now I think the Orioles are just going to play it out. Like we said, they've got what's All-Star breaks about a month. Trade deadline's the end of July. And they got about a good 3 weeks to decide whether or not Mike Elias is buying. Well, I don't know if he's buying too much or if he's selling. But ESPN, Schoenfeld today said, hey, seven GMs on the hot seat at the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. Elias, one of them.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.